Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A 3-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly 3 decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Woohoo! Welcome to Friday, Falcons Friday. How you doing, Hugh? What up?
Say it with your chest. I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, I know. I got to say it with my chest. Well, honestly, it's a Falcons Friday, and up until this point, I've been gleefully excited for the past 4 months for every
Falcons
game.
And you still will be, John. I mean, that's just how you roll. So let's just get out of that. Let's just go ahead and put that out there. Let's put that in the atmosphere.
Okay.
It's going to be okay.
I don't know if it's going to be okay this year, but, you know, it's going to be okay in the future. But I'm just finding myself going, man, because I started thinking about, I've got a lot to do this weekend, and I was talking to my wife and to the Maven, and we kind of make them weekend plans. And
would you mean she's telling you what to do? Basically, you getting assignments. You got an assignment for you, John.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to do this, and you're going to do that. And you say, okay, I got you. I love you. I love you, Maven. I love you, real estate Maven. You're the best.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. No.
I remember that. I used to do that when I used to get dressed. My wife used to get me dressed. Uh-huh. I used to be like, what am I wearing today? And she would pick out my outfits. So I remember those days.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Dividing the duties, more or less, you know?
Yeah, I mean, okay. However it makes it easier for you to swallow that pill, John, that's fine. Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So she mentioned Sunday afternoon. She goes, oh, wait, you got to watch the game. And I went, oh yeah, that's right. I hate to say that I just did that, but I went, because I was saying, well, I could do this on, and she goes, don't you have to watch the game? And I went, oh, yeah, I do have to watch the game. I went, whew, man, okay. That was a kind of a reality check for me as a fan. I went, oh, yeah, I just kind of put the game on it. You know, I mean, singular focus and, you know, man, we got to win this game on Sunday. And now,
well,
I went, oh, yeah.
I look at it more like you got to see what happened. You know, how did it go the way, whichever way it went. Most fans are probably not gonna participate because they feel like they already know the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess I just look at it a little different. But, yeah, I can definitely see that. I can definitely see you feeling that way because of what has been said, what has been done over the last few weeks. Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking, oh, my God, did the Falcons game on Sunday slip my mind? And I went, well, maybe it kind of sort of did.
It ain't slipped my mind.
Well, yeah, you have to work.
I got work that day. It ain't slipped my mind. It's on my mind every day.
Yeah, matter of fact, here's the promo. The Bud Light countdown to kickoff, sponsored by Bud Light, America's favorite game day light lager by Connie and Hugh Douglas, 2 hours before every game, 11 to 1 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And the Wave 4 tailgate show. I'm going to be doing the Wave 4 next week, too.
Oh, okay. You're doing both double duty,
yeah. Yeah.
I guess the only saving grace is that
my man Steve Ewing.
How do you get from one to the other though?
Walk.
All right, I deserve that.
Yeah, walk. Walk.
I take a helicopter, John.
Yeah, basically.
Really?
Walk.
A teleporter.
Yeah.
I got a question for you today, for all of you out there today. I just kind of curious about this for Wendy and AT and UU. I was thinking about this. This is for D as well. This is a holiday party time, right? I mean, and I was thinking about the, you know, because I was reading this article on just, you know, all right, fine. I was.
You was reading that Teen Vogue or something? You was reading Teen People or something?
No, I was.
Women's Magazine or something? Just be honest. This is okay, man. No judgment. This is the no judgment zone, John Fricke.
No, he was reading Cats.
I wasn't reading Cats. I was in a position where I was reading my articles on my phone. I'll just put it that way, okay? All right. And so I happened to be perusing articles on my phone, and it was like this do and don't list about holiday parties. And I thought, it's pretty simple, isn't it? Don't drink too much. That's
usually what gets you in trouble.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
And whatever you do, do not mess around with any of your coworkers at the company party.
Mm-hmm.
that'll get you fired quick.
Yep.
That'll get. I mean, I say that in all seriousness, because you know how. I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all been in a situation where, you know, the adult beverages are flowing.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation gets a little non-work related, and things happen, and you know, then it gets weird. Don't let the Christmas party night get weird, unless you're a friend of somebody that works there. And then you can let it just get as weird as you want it to get weird, because you don't work at the same place they do. It's not your concern. If you're the plus one, then you can get weird. Well, technically you can't get weird, because you'll probably get that person fired. Just be careful. Like, seriously, that'll get you fired.
See, this is exactly why I don't go to Christmas parties.
Yeah, it gets weird.
Because of that.
Yeah, it gets weird. It gets weird. I've been to a couple Christmas parties. I'm not gonna say where. But they have gotten a little weird. Like, people get a little libations in them, and they leave you sitting there thinking to yourself, huh? Now, you get that pause. What would you do in a moment like this? And you have to make an executive decision. And as a guy, sometimes we make that wrong decision, and you pay for it dearly. So just be cool. Be cool. Don't get your meat where you make your bread. That's what I was always told.
Yeah, well,
get
you meat, but you it, but bread. It affects everybody in a different way, right? I mean, some people get a little, Hugh and Wendy, am I wrong about this? That for some people, a little bit too much of the libation becomes truth serum, right?
I don't need no drinks to tell the truth.
Yeah,
yeah. But I'm just saying, for some people, it becomes truth serum.
Yeah.
Okay. And for me, it became, I'll just say this up front, when I was a single guy, I became very...
We're good, John.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
But
I don't believe that.
We don't need to know, though. I don't believe that. No. John, you were never single.
No, he was, you were Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin? Dean Martin?
I did not. Hey, listen.
He was a member of the Rat Pack?
I didn't get married until I was 29. I was single all through my
20s. 29? That's not like. That's like the going rate is getting married, ain't it? 29?
Well, yeah. Nowadays it is.
Should be.
Yeah. But for some people, they get beer muscles. I had a really good friend of mine, a really close friend of mine, that last time I drank with him, which was, it's been 10 years now at least, but the last time I drank with him, we were in Palm Springs, and he got beer muscles so bad, almost got us arrested, and I said, I can't drink with you anymore, my friend. I, you know, love you to death, but.
I know somebody who used to, like, he didn't get beer muscles, but when he used to drink, he used to take his shirt off. We used to be hanging out when I played. He'd take his shirt off now. He would take his shirt off in the club. He'd be walking around with that sweaty tank top on with a gold chain. He used to do that. I'm not going to put you out there, though, brother. I know you're probably listening. I'm not going to put you out there, but you know who you are. But yeah, he used to get a little, especially after a big win. Go somewhere and get a couple adult beverages. First thing you knew when he was nice, because he took the shirt off and he was dancing around the club. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've had friends like that.
Yeah, no, I get the I love yous, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, nowadays it's totally changed, because where it used to be, you know, you didn't, you know, and of course you never drink and drive, and I don't drink and drive, but I encourage you strongly to adopt that as a lifestyle. But, you know, you didn't. Drunk dial. Now it's the drunk texting thing, right?
That's the worst. Just take my phone out of my hand.
Really?
But I will literally hand my phone to someone else.
But usually it's the drunk. You know what the text is. It's the drunk. What's up? What you doing? I'm coming over.
Or if you had feelings about someone, you just they all just come out, and you're like, no,
right. That's what happens to me. Yeah. You know, right?
Like, and bad decisions.
Yeah, and so, yeah, because that's the kind of thing that suddenly you're on a viral thread somewhere with, you know, somebody doing screen caps of you, you know what I mean?
You end up on Reddit.
You end up on Reddit, or you end up on, right, exactly. So holiday parties, like, do it. So this list is like all these things you do and don't, and we're just talking about this morning as we get into a Falcons Friday with John and Hugh, just because I happened to read this last night. This list is long, and I thought, this list can be pared down. Just don't drink too much. It's that simple. Go have fun. First off, you don't want to go to the party and drink and drive, for starters, because, you know, unfortunately, I'm old enough. When I was a young man, Hugh, when I was in my 20s, the penalty for DUI was a ticket.
Oh yeah, now it's a life changing experience.
Exactly.
You out of, like, at least, like, to just get get your license back, you probably out like, what, 10 grand?
At least.
So, yeah, it's not worth it.
A lot of companies will fire you nowadays.
Well, that's why if I choose to partake in adult beverages, wherever I'm at, that's where I'm at for the whole evening. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm at home, then and if I'm drinking, I'm there. If I go out, I'm somewhere where I'm staying. Or if I do drink, I'm drinking where somebody, if I'm in walking distance of where I'm going, or I'm riding with somebody. Mm-hmm. But I don't even take that chance.
And the advantage you have nowadays, and I want everybody to keep this in mind, Uber, Lyft, good old-fashioned taxi. I know I saw a taxi the other day, and I went, oh, wow, there's a taxi cab.
Dinosaurs.
I wasn't even sure they still existed. Yeah, the taxi
dinosaurs.
Side. And,
dinosaur.
It's a taxi. Oh, I'll be damned. Just avail yourself. Make sure that if you haven't downloaded the Uber or Lyft app or you don't have the taxi company on speed dial, make sure you do and make sure your friends know about it because, we're just looking out for you because the one thing you don't want to do, I mean, it's bad enough to text and when you're having too much fun or to make it, an ass out of yourself at the company party, which you don't want to wake up. That's got to be like the worst feeling because it actually happened to me once at a wedding, not my own. Where I woke up the next day and went, no. That is not a good feeling.
Confessions by John Fricke.
I swore I would never do that again. It's the only time I've ever had a martini.
And Fricke Flashback Friday.
Yeah, I had two, and I had never had a martini before. I wasn't sure that I was aware that martini was like straight vodka.
Wait, olive juice? Olive juice or something like that?
Well, it is.
It was a splash of vermouth. I was like, oh, this tastes pretty good. Because my problem is when I start drinking you, I don't know about you, it turns into water.
Oh, yeah, that's about everybody. I mean, that's like me, like when I get the game day cognac, I get in game day mode. But mm-hmm. So, yeah, usually by the time when I'm doing that, I'm usually at home. So it's like I'm playing video games or something, or I'm out.
It is a Falcons Friday. We will get into sports. Last night, big win for the L.A. Chargers of Carson as they rally a 14-point deficit to beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
You cannot tell me at 11-3. You cannot tell me that Charger fans are not starting to – look at them and pull that knock the cobwebs off that Chargers gear. You can't tell me they're not. That was a heck of a win last night. Charger fans are coming back.
I'll stand back and it will be interesting to see if all of a sudden there's if the Chargers make it here to Atlanta, then I'll be interested to see how many Chargers fans there are. Baseball's winter meetings. Going on. There haven't been a lot of moves being made. Are you okay with that as a Braves fan? We'll tell you what Brian Snicker said about it next.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now streaming anywhere. On radio.com and the radio.com app.
We are killing it online.
Stay up to date with Atlanta sports no matter where you go. Streaming live now at radio.com and the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When the season was over, the playoffs were over, I was sitting around, I'm like, those other teams aren't going to sit on their thumbs all winter. They're going to get better. They're going to go out and they're going to do things to improve their club, us included.
And they have. The Braves have done a couple of moves to improve their club. I think you kind of look at it, Brian McCann and Josh Donaldson is very positive moves for this baseball team. Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So the winter meetings in Las Vegas, you are over. We do not get any movement on the two big names, Manny Machado or Bryce Harper.
Nah, I think that, it's probably going to be one of them things. The price, I mean, nobody's trying to pay that price. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money that a team is willing to give up. And, I guess the only choice that Bryce had was Chicago White Sox. I think he wanted to pull the trigger on that one.
Yeah, and it also could be that both are waiting for the other.
Yeah, that too.
Set the market.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably the smart move to see who goes first, who flinches first, to see who gets the most money because the second guy is going to get paid even more than the first one. So, yeah, that makes sense.
And then there's other guys that have not moved on. I mean, we had some guys that were, a few. But, like, for example, Craig Kimbrell, he wants a six-year deal. The market has been set for pitchers, and the market was set by Patrick Corbin when he left.
140.
Yeah, for 6 years and $140 million. And now, so other agents are going, well, if Corbin gets 6 years, we want 6 years. I love Craig Kimbrell. Love him. I'm not giving him a six-year contract. I'm just not. That's just, no.
How old is he? What's his age?
I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to, 31? Yeah. For a reliever? I mean, just a six-year commitment. I don't know. That seems like an awful lot. And then, of course, there are other big names that we haven't had seen move yet. And we're talking about guys like, and I'll just give you a short list, Yasiel Puig, who's been mentioned heavily with the Braves, Noah Syndergaard, Trevor Bauer, Corey Kluber. The Indians are shopping both of those pitchers, Hugh, but there haven't been any moves, which only leads me to believe that the Indians' asking price for a Kluber or a Bauer is just too high. And teams are going, man, you know, because remember we heard the story about the Braves being called about people like Fulton Nevich and Swanson and Albies. And my guess is that the Braves made inquiries into the – I'm just going to guess here. Braves made inquiries into the Indians about Corey Kluber. And the Indians threw one of those names out, probably Fulton Nevich or Dansby Swanson. The Braves just said no. You know, in other words, the Braves would be willing to part with, for example, you know, a Christian Pache, a Mike Soroka, you know, maybe even a Julio Teheran, but they're not going to give you one of their frontline guys. They're just not going to break up the band.
No, I don't think that would be a smart move. I mean, there's even reports out there that the Braves, I was looking on MLB, and they were saying that the Braves might even be trying to work a deal later on with the Yankees to get Sonny Gray here,
mm-hmm.
right-handed pitcher Sonny Gray. So there's going to be some things that they're going to try to do. But I think the biggest thing that Alex Anthopoulos wants to do, John, he wants to make sure that the moves that he makes are the right moves for this ball club right now. Because you look at the past and the regime, the past regime, they were playing fast and loose. I don't think that's his style, and I don't think that's what he's trying to do. So he's going to make sure that he's going to make the right moves for this club, but at the same time not set it back.
Right.
I think that's the most important thing.
And here's a question. Are you okay if they don't make another big move? I mean, because we talk so much about a frontline starter. Are you okay with
you
that rotation?
You need some starting pitching. You need a starting pitching. If you can get it for the right price. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important thing. It has to be the right price.
I totally agree. I am not parting with any of the core of this team. As for a corner outfielder, I think you can make a case where you could pick somebody up and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Or, I don't know, maybe you reconsider Nick Markakis. I mean, he did win a Silver Slugger. He did win a Gold Glove.
Well, the good thing about it, they still have time to figure out what they're going to do. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people are probably excited or antsy to see what moves the Braves are going to make. But the one thing that sticks in my head, John, went up there and we talked to the Braves, is that they're not going to mortgage their future for right now. They're trying to get a great mix of having the right guys here and doing the right, making the right moves. That's going to keep them competitive for a long time.
You know, if you think about, and I'll just sort of write them down as we're going along because I want to see how many we have that are maybe ready at the moment. But you think about all these young pitchers, and I'll take Sean Newcomb out of the mix here because I'm going to count Sean Newcomb as a veteran, okay? Because right now you got three guys on your staff. I mean, pretty much, you know. I mean, you got a kind of a three-man rotation.
What, Folty?
Folty, Newcomb, and Gausman.
You ain't going to put Julio in there?
No, I'm not putting Julio in there for the moment because – because didn't you just mention the name Sonny Gray?
No, I said that's the rumor. That's right. The rumor.
Sonny Gray for Julio Teheran?
They said they're looking at what it was saying, Corey Kluber, Sonny Gray, and Trevor Bauer.
But I could, you know what? It's fine. I'll put Julio into that list and say that, and I'll count him as a half, so only because it could be a trade. But you need, you know, one to two starters, you know, one and a half to two starters, you know, kind of a deal kind of thing. But if you look at the youngsters, you know, Tukey and just the group of them. Ian Anderson, who they seem to think is ready. Kyle Wright, the former Vanderbilt star. Mike Soroka. All these young arms that they have. Keep this in mind. Chuck Hernandez is no longer the pitching coach. It's now Rick Kranitz. And I'm not trying to, you know, dig on Chuck Hernandez. But obviously the Braves felt they weren't getting enough in terms of the growth of the young pitchers from their pitching coach that they made a big, bold change. Mm-hmm. Alex Anthopoulos made a change. Rick Kranitz has that kind of pedigree and background in his career. You know, a lot of people credit him for Aaron Nola. So if you hire Rick Kranitz and there were a lot of teams that wanted Rick Kranitz, a lot. And so the Braves got him. And Kranitz probably jumped at the chance to work with all these young live arms with the Braves, which makes sense. But also you have to defer to him at that point, and you go to him and say, look, if Kranitz comes to you and says, look, I look at Tukey and Soroka and Ian Anderson and all these guys, I could do something with Julio. Just give me a chance. I can make Julio an ace again. You might say, okay, I think it's fair to give him a shot at doing this.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, especially when you talk about the strength of this ball club is their bullpen. I mean, excuse me, is their pitching staff, their young pitching staff, and you hear so much about the young guys. I have no problem with that. And you kind of saw a little bit of that during the playoffs when they were in the playoffs. They let the young guys pitch a little bit. So,
right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could definitely see that. You get the right coaching here, and you get the right mindset, the right mentality. I could definitely see them feeling that way.
Yeah, and to your point, because I think you hit on it, we focus so much on the frontline starter. I want to see more moves. I want to see that bullpen. It may be a series of smaller moves that you don't notice now that you say, you know what? Those are the moves that are going to make you a champion. Because as Brian Snicker said, hey, I think we're – Brian Snicker said, we think we're a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah, and I think that anybody – if you were watching the Braves this year, you would say the same thing. You would say – if you're looking at the Braves and a little bit of tweaking this team, you would definitely say pitching and probably another bat in that lineup, a big bat in that lineup. And that's about it. Mm-hmm. You can go play baseball with that. So I don't see them – I don't really think that you need to make – big money moves right now. Now, Bryce Harper would be a nice piece. That would be a nice piece. But again, I say again, John, I don't know how he would fit into this locker room with Bryce Harper being the big personality that he is and being the outspoken individual that he is. That might not jive too well with everybody else in the locker room. But then again, it might. You just never know. Maybe he'll come in and maybe he'll be a different person with a different scenery, different scenario.
Well, you do have a lineup right now. We have to – because all you can do is presume things, okay? One of the things you have to presume is that you picked up Josh Donaldson for a year. Right? You got a one-year deal with him. You have Austin Riley down in AAA. Yes, you're anxious to get Austin Riley up. But I think they've tipped their hand a little bit with a couple of statements that they made. One of the statements that they make is, if you heard it, that was yesterday, day before at the meeting, Snicker was talking about not playing everybody 162 games, giving people a chance to rest. You know, they felt like they had to overuse their guys and overextend their guys a little bit last year, and they want to give them a chance to rest. Now, what does that say to me? Oh, we have that soundbite? All right, here's that soundbite. Play it, and I'll tell you what I think.
I don't think we need anybody to play 162 because there's been a lot of talk about, well, so-and-so slacked off. Yeah, I'm the reason why, because I'm the one that played their legs off. But that being said, it was like I felt like that's what we had to do to get to where we wanted to go. Hopefully, we get the depth back where we don't have to do that.
All right, so depth back where we don't have to play them and I don't have to play their legs off in 162. What does that tell me? It tells me they're not moving Ozzie Albies. They're not moving, Dansby Swanson. I'm thinking more about the infield. And Josh Donaldson is going to be your everyday third baseman. And, Hugh, that tells me they are not willing to move with Charlie Culberson or Johan Camargo. In other words, they're good with where they are because Johan Camargo and Charlie Culberson are guys that can – you know, Charlie could play four different positions.
Yeah.
Johan came on. Four different positions.
And Johan came on last year. He started to play well towards the middle of the season. So, yeah, you got some guys that you put in position and they showed up for you. They played well.
Because a guy like Camargo, even if he only makes a spot start or two or three, well, not a spot start, but I mean, even if he, let me rephrase that, if he doesn't have a full-time position, and at the moment he doesn't, that doesn't mean he can't get 90 starts. You know, I mean, you're going to be spot starting at second, at third, at short, at, you know, you could put Camargo at third and Culberson at second, or Camargo at third and Culberson at short. You probably play Camargo in left. I mean, so you certainly play Charlie out there. So this team has that ability to, you know, mix and match a little bit. I just think that they really kind of sat down and go, do we really want to, you know, screw this up? Because are we going to be more mad at ourselves for making a move that does us damage than not make a move that does us good?
No, I think the biggest thing that I took away from this season, John, was that they had a blueprint, and for them they were ahead of schedule with the guys they had. And I think that, you know, when you look at some of the guys that contributed early in the season, I think that was a pleasant surprise for them. And it was also a situation where you had guys that were like two platoon guys, mm-hmm. like Tyler Flowers and guys like that. So you didn't really have to do a whole lot. So I think that with them guys playing well, it puts you in a position where say, hey, you know what? We got some good guys. We got a good mix of people. Mm-hmm. You don't want to mess up that chemistry. When you got something going good like that, you don't want to mess up the chemistry.
Yeah. Right now, if the Braves broke camp with the players that they have on their roster, I'd be okay with it.
I'd need probably a little bit more. I wouldn't mind having a frontline starter as pitching. Mm-hmm. Pitching, yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
Then, I wouldn't mind it either, but I wouldn't be sitting in the studio.
I would definitely want a pitcher. Definitely want a pitcher.
And they may still get one, by the way. I mean, nobody's moved on any of these guys yet. And again, Braves may just be waiting for that asking price to drop a little bit as we get towards. Because remember, we're going to be breaking camp here, you know what, in 7 weeks. You know, pitcher catchers are going to be reporting soon. It is a Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our first pass through on this day where a lot of holiday parties are going to happen, into the Wendy Zone next. on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So we talked about it a little bit this morning already, but office holiday parties, our holiday party here at 92.9 The Game got, and for our company rather, here in Atlanta, got announced for next week. So asking on our Twitter page at 92.9 The Game, what are the rules when it comes to holiday parties? So feel free to tweet us your suggestions. AT already tweeted one saying to just stay away. So I'm assuming, AT, you're not going to be there. Or maybe you'll be there for the first hour. I'm not sure, but we would definitely like to take
somebody
suggestions.
Said, don't be that guy, Hugh. Don't be that guy that comes empty-handed.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Well, when you go to the holiday party, you don't. You have to take.
Not at our holiday party, you don't.
No. I guess office party, you don't have to.
If it's at someone's home, that's different.
That's
not
different.
Maybe a gift for the boss.
What you got to buy? You got to buy a gift when you go to people's house party.
I mean, it's,
yes,
well,
you gotta bring a bottle. Like a bottle.
It's a thought.
You got to bring a bottle.
Oh no! I didn't know that.
You can just get like a. Wait.
No, I knew that. I just chose not to adhere to the rules.
You're not bringing a bottle to someone's house.
Just bring a bottle of Camus.
Yeah.
The game day coming.
Hey.
So just go to 92.9 The Game on our Twitter page and let us know, yes or no, of what to do at our holiday party next week. Well, AT sent me this story this morning, and if you guys wanted to get me a Christmas present, this might be a really good one because...
Oh, okay.
Hold on, let me explain. So Kentucky Fried Chicken sent out a tweet yesterday, and this is definitely just in time for the holidays. So they're offering a new way for you to enjoy that aroma of Kentucky Fried Chicken because it smells so good. And it's a KFC Yule log. It's called the KFC 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log, and it smells like fried chicken. So they sent the tweet, quote, introducing the 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log from EnviroLog, the best way to make a fire smell less like fire, more like fried chicken. Get yours today. So they partnered with EnviroLog to create this product. It lasts 3 hours, made of 100% recycled materials. KFC officials say it, quote, smells like the Colonel's original recipe, and it may result in a craving for fried chicken. It's only available for a limited time. You can only get one per customer. It costs $18.99, and yeah, it's a limited time only. So you can get your fire log that smells like fried chicken, which is amazing.
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
Double no.
No.
What do you mean double no? I mean, you could literally.
I don't want your house smelling like no chicken.
But that smell is so
yeah, you
great.
Can. Well, you can come up with better food fragrances than
I was
going to
say. I mean, right. We can't.
But with log, you can
have like the Arby's beef and cheddar log.
Yes.
No, not
that. Wouldn't
that
be amazing?
It's got to be like pies or cakes.
Thank you, AT.
Well, maybe. What's a famous, like, I don't eat a lot of sweets. So what?
Sweet potato pie.
Like Little Debbie coming out with a Little Debbie fire Yule log. No. For the holidays. Yeah, this would be actually great moving
forward.
Well,
you know, I mean, because some people burn, you know, those pine-scented logs.
Yes.
And I never understood that. I was like, just burn pine. If you really want it to smell like pine. But see, here's the problem for me, Wendy, on that, is that it makes it smell less like a fire. That's the whole point. I like that smell of the wood burning, you know?
But what if you just want to smell like you're making something good? I mean...
Maybe we just cook.
So it's going to smell like the fire and the chicken.
Which is awesome. Yes, fire fried chicken.
Nah.
I think they should do
like
this more
smoked
often.
Chicken or something.
But maybe they should do it, like AT said, with sweets, because we always burn those candles that smell like cookies.
Like chocolate chip cookie,
fire
log.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you can have even more of that sense?
You know what? This just occurred to me. This is going to become a thing, right? We're going to go into the Kroger, and it's going to have a whole rack of chocolate chip cookie logs and... Yeah,
get
right.
Your scented logs.
Yeah, it'll have about as many flavors as Lay's potato chips. No.
Yes. AT, if they come out with like one that's
or is it
like
or is it
cookie,
or is it
I'll
Pringles?
It
no, it's Lay's.
Oh, really?
Well, Pringles has a few, but Lay's is over the top.
So you're telling me we're gonna get a pickle scented log, dill pickle?
Well, no one wants to smell a pickle.
Well, they've had those potato chips that are dill pickle.
But that's taste. You don't want to smell
okay.
Like a dill
sour
pickle
cream
in
and
your
onion.
I couldn't imagine that scent in your house, but that would be a good like one of those gag gifts that you get if you were doing something like that for the holidays. Well, the Super Bowl will be here in Atlanta before you know it. And Shaquille O'Neal announced he is throwing a massive Super Bowl. Hold on. Words are hard this morning. Super Bowl party in Atlanta here on February the 1st, which will be Friday before the game, and it's actually open to the public. It'll include a Ferris wheel, juggling flamethrowers, performances by the Migos, Lil Jon, T-Pain, Diplo, DJ Tiesto, and Cirque du Soleil. So he's announced it on his Twitter and on his Instagram page. He says, quote, "I've been to a lot of Super Bowl parties and they're all the same. This is going to be talked about for years to come. It's part festival, part carnival, part circus. It'll be the best Super Bowl party ever seen." So tickets went on sale yesterday for it, starting at $250. But there is going to be like plenty of like open bars and that kind of thing.
Where,
those are sold out.
Where's it going
to
be?
Let me look on
this. Sun Trust Park.
Oh, is that where it's going to be at?
At the Battery.
Yeah, at the Battery. So they started at $250. Those are sold out. So the cheapest ticket right now is $299. This is going to sell out. And so they range from $299 all the way up to $1,200.
Like on the baseball field or where they're going to set it up? Is that what they're going to do?
That I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make our phone call to Shaq real quick. I'm looking at his website. Let's see.
But I'm certainly thinking about going, but that's a hefty price for a party.
Yeah, it is. But look at the lineup of stars they have.
I mean,
and when you got Cirque du Soleil and listen to the lineup of, I mean, that's a lineup.
Well, here's what your ticket includes. So the $300 ticket. Now, there are payment plans if you want to go. It says on the website.
Payment plans.
So the all-inclusive pass. I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. So the all-inclusive passes include access to the party from 9 to 2, premium open bar, dining experience by STK and Waffle House, carnival rides and games.
No.
So you can. So it's an open bar, so you're paying the price, but you're getting open bar and food. So what's the matter, John?
I just realized I'm about to get another request for a Christmas present from my daughter.
This is pretty, it's pretty awesome.
John, is your daughter grown? Yeah. How old is your daughter?
22.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. 22.
But this party looks...
My daughter would ask me to get her something, man, please.
I knew you were going to
do that. Yeah, I'm like, come on now, you grown.
Here, let's look. Well,
better ask your boyfriend.
Let's look
at your husband.
Look, given the amount of Super Bowl parties we're going to have over that week, Maxim, Playboy, ESPN, blah, 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 on and on and on. This does look like, based on just the carnival atmosphere alone, like it will be the party to be.
Well, you know what? It's
going
to be. I look at it like you can take your kids to this.
You can, I don't know about that.
It's 21 and over.
Oh, no, you can't take your kids to this.
Because it's all. Because
when he said Cirque du Soleil and carnival atmosphere, I was thinking, the kids. But no, you can't take the kids to that.
Yeah, you can't take the kids to this.
I don't know
one.
About how alcohol and Ferris wheels. I don't know if they'll get. And to me, I'm not sure they go together.
I mean, it looks just the way the website looks, because it's a pretty elaborate website that he's created for this party. It looks like it's going to be the party you'll want to be at.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want tickets, I would go ahead and get them right now, because they are like $299 right now, and there's $250.
Well, it sounds like, it sounds like a heck of a party.
It's going to be amazing, and that's the Friday before the Super Bowl.
Look, knowing from my NBA days some of the parties Shaq threw, this will be epic.
Yep.
Oh, this one's going to be amazing.
Well, he got that lineup, and you got Cirque du Soleil. I mean, he's kicking out coin for this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he is. Shaq has a ton of sponsors he's involved with.
Well,
I'm sure he's not putting a dollar on this.
But just the music lineup of it all. I mean, Migos, Tiesto, Diplo, Lil Jon, T-Pain. I mean, it just goes on and on. I can't wait. There'll probably
be more
artists.
And he'll probably DJ. He'll probably get a DJ, too.
Yeah, DJ Ire from the Miami Heat.
Or he'll probably
DJs.
Yeah,
too.
Or he'll DJ.
I'll be there.
It's a Falcons. I thought you just said you weren't going to go.
I'm not paying, John. I got connects.
Oh, I see. It is a Falcons Friday. Are the Falcons going to actually snap their losing skid on Sunday? Oh, okay. What does it mean if they don't? That's the bigger question next with John and you on Sports Radio 92 on the game.